In case you're just waking up, Happy New Year. Or if you still have a hangover, Happy New Year. We thought we'd welcome in 2015 with a look at some New Year's traditions other than sleeping in. Must be nice. In my family, we eat 12 grapes at midnight. Then we throw dirty water out the window to signify a fresh start. One of my friends, like many people in Colombia, drags a suitcase around the neighborhood so that the coming year will bring exciting travel. Earlier this week, we asked you, our listeners, to share your traditions with us. Let's take a listen.
My name is Margot Lynn. I call my grandmother, and we joke about, oh, I'm so sorry I haven't talked to you since last year, and how are things going, and did you have a good New Year's? So it's very silly, but it's a lot of fun, and it's just a tradition the two of us have.
Bradley Lieb, Champaign, Illinois. Our New Year's tradition is our New Year's coconut. It started a few years ago when my son, who's now six, we were discussing coconuts one day on New Year's Eve, and decided to pick up a coconut to show him.
Well, I'm Rita Sueda, and I'm third generation Japanese American. Our tradition is to have what's called ozoni, which is a clear soup with different vegetables in it and also the big glutinous rice cake.
If not that, then how about garlicky Italian anchovy dip or a Hawaiian loco moco hamburger plate? Those are two other foods people enjoy on New Year's Day. As far as activities go, one of you told us about heading to a sweat lodge to sweat out the old year. On a more somber note, in Texas, a grandson and his grandfather hang out in a cemetery among old war buddies. But many of you are staying home today, ordering takeout and watching a movie for a quiet start to 2015. Brian Watson, however, listens to this.
All is quiet on New Year's Day.
You choose New Year's Day. You know, the beginning starts off with all is quiet on New Year's Day. And ends with nothing changes on New Year's Day, which I think those two statements are very strong and very powerful, and I think they're very true about New Year's, as well as any fresh start in life. So really, I love the whole song.
As for us here at All Things Considered, we are working this holiday, but don't worry about us. We welcomed in 2015 with our annual crock pot full of Hop and John and a little bit of cheese.
Happy New Year!
Happy New Year from All Things Considered.